This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 37,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, Monday evening, we saw the beginnings of a derecho that spun up in the central part of Iowa, moved its way across the eastern part of the state and into Illinois and parts of Indiana up to the Ohio border. We saw wind gusts measured in New Vienna of around 102 miles an hour and some 100-plus mile an hour wind gusts in Illinois. Not quite as bad as the derecho we remember from 4 years ago, but as we've heard from the National Weather Service, that was also a very rare, once-in-a-lifetime strong derecho storm. So what is this going to mean setting up the next week or two for weather across the Midwest and even the country during this critical part of the growing season? We find out next.
Heat of the summer with an Iowa Soybean Association farmer membership powered by the Soybean Checkoff. Access timely industry info, engage in on-farm research, and join producer programs, all designed to support your operation's unique needs. Activate or confirm your membership before August 31st and be entered to win one of many unique prizes, including a solo stove. Visit iasoybeans.com today to learn more. The Iowa Soybean Association, driven to deliver for Iowa's nearly 37,000 soybean farmers.
Brad Rippey is the USDA meteorologist, and he talks about some of the situations we're seeing now after that storm has spun up here in the central part of the country. It's been the beginning of a cool down, and that front has continued to move into the southeast, which means it could be causing a little more trouble, but also bringing some relief to those who need it. We talk about the fact that we could be seeing a little bit cooler and wetter conditions for the next week or 10 days.
The National Weather Service 8 to 14 day outlook that will take us nearly through the end of July is forecast valid for July 23rd through the 29th. From a major crop standpoint, the good news is that there's a decent chunk of the Midwest extending southward into the Mississippi Delta and the central and southern Great Plains where we expect to see near or below normal temperatures heading into late July, but it still looks to be rather hot in much of the West. Once you get outside the Pacific Northwest, that heat likely to extend eastward across the northern plains, possibly reaching into parts of the upper Midwest.
Now, this front that spawned up that derecho that started here in Iowa on Monday has still been continuing to move to the south and east, and Rippey is looking for it to stall for a few days in the Gulf Coast states, where they have been needing some rain, and it's going to bring much-needed rainfall. But those storms that we enjoyed, well, they're going to be bringing up some more strong thunderstorms as that front just kind of hovers over those states. This looks to continue some strong weather patterns we've seen since over the weekend, where the northern plains saw some large hail diameters. Couple that with the wind that we saw here in Iowa and, of course, some tornadoes that spun up in here and there. It's really made a volatile situation here across the United States.
Over the weekend, we did see some hail that was up to 4 inches in diameter across Montana and then as much as 3 inches in diameter in parts of Minnesota. Some really gigantic hailstones across the Northland several days ago. That is likely to continue as these thunderstorms shift southward into the southeast later this week. A daily risk of high winds, large hail, and even isolated tornadoes.
Rippey says that until this heavy storm really spun up on Monday, parts of the Midwest had been in a bit of a bubble for the last couple days and into a week or two. This included some warmer temperatures, but it did provide us some relief for more of the volatile shifts that had been seen elsewhere in the country.
Interesting to note that a lot of the Midwest has been in a protective bubble, so to speak, during the growing season, and that has certainly helped out with the corn and soybean crops. We have really kind of slid through the early part of this important growing season with relatively few Midwestern concerns.
Rippey expects to see more temperature fluctuations and some increased rainfall over the next coming days. I'm Dustin Huffman.